Hi everyone, C-Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob, and here's what he's got to say. Dear Sandman, so my sister and I decided that we should honor our late father by ordering his ribbons and medals for display. To obtain his military service record, I had to order his death certificate. When the death certificate arrived, it revealed that my father was discharged from the military in 1975. We were told that my father left the military in 1973 and married Karen, who is my biological mother at that point. Karen was 16 and she had her first child a few months after this marriage. We were also told that they married a second time around 1980 due to an affair that my father had in 1977 that resulted in another child. My sister suspected the first marriage was a lie and that Karen had two children out of wedlock, as her two oldest sons didn't look much like us. Also, the fact that her third child was named after my father. I thought that the death certificate was just wrong and the military record would simply correct this error. The military record arrived months later and confirmed that my father was stationed in another state for 2 years after Vietnam and was not discharged until 1975. It was possible that my father was with Karen and traveled between Massachusetts and Maryland between 1973 and 75, and we were never told about this. I did request to do DNA tests with their oldest son. However, Karen and her oldest son objected. Karen then passed away shortly after the DNA request. For months, I thought I was at a dead end. Then I came across an affordable genealogist in the Boston area who can research marriage records. I thought this would confirm my parents' story, but the opposite happened. It turned out that Karen had married a different man in 1974 and was divorced in 1978, so the first two of her children were not my father's. The whole story of my father having an affair in the remarriage was a 50-year lie that my parents told me. When the records from the genealogist came back, I thought this was hilarious. It explained why Karen preferred her two eldest sons over the rest of us. It brought closure to decades of verbal and physical abuse from her and her oldest son. Thanks for all the work that you do with MGTOW, Bob. Well, Bob, thanks for the donation and for sharing your story. I can understand why your parents wanted to make it appear that your half-brothers were actually your full brothers. They probably didn't want you guys knowing about how you were coming from different fathers because then that might affect the way you treated each other. Your story reminds me of something one of my half-cousins told me about when I was in Europe last year. He told me that everyone told him that my grandmother was actually his grandmother as well, even though she wasn't. My grandfather had three children and then his wife passed away. After that, he remarried my grandmother, and they had one child, my father. But for decades, this information was kept away from my cousins, and they were led to believe that she was their grandmother instead of the step-grandmother. My cousin seems pretty upset at the fact that he was lied to. But again, I can understand why my grandma and everyone in the family kept it a secret. It was all about keeping the family unit cohesive, even though they knew that at some point in the future, the truth would come out, and they would hurt those that were lied to. Sometimes little white lies are better than big dark truths. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women lying about their past partners' Clown World show. Bob, I don't agree with the fact that Karen, your mother, didn't want to tell you what happened when you became an adult. That would have been more than fair and similar to when my cousin learned that his grandmother wasn't really his grandma. So why is it that your mother lied besides making sure that you didn't have an awkward upbringing? She was probably lying to ensure that the attention always flowed her way, as well as to increase the odds that someone would be there to take care of her into her old age. 4 or 5 different children to potentially see her when she got old and put in a home is better than 2. But it's counterintuitive to keep the truth from you because now that she has, and you found out about it and what it means, you are more likely to have some resentment towards her. Or possibly even your father for never telling you. Your father was also hoping to keep this a secret and take it to his grave. And he did, but you eventually found out. And it wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for your snooping sister. Is it possible that your sister wanted to stir up drama intentionally for her own amusement? Women are petty like that. Plus, if she wanted you to take her side more than ever, that might have been a good strategy too. What I also kind of find disturbing is that if your mother, Karen, had her first child in 1974 and didn't marry your father for another 4 years, then the kid from 1974 would have known that the dad wasn't his father. So that would mean that your half-brother would have been lying to you your entire life too. It's such a mess. This dirty family secret, and with this many levels to it, it's easy to see why your mother was trying to keep it under wraps. Your mother might have also felt shame for being with another man before your father, and she didn't want that to come out that she was divorced in the past. Plus, what happened to her first husband? Did he just disappear and never visit his kids, or did he visit them in secret? Now that Karen, your mom, and your father are gone, your best bet for getting some truth is from Karen's kid, your half-brother. Discuss with them that you're just looking for the truth and want closure on these questions that you have because they've been eating away at you. Now that she's gone, there won't be any shame on her or your father. Maybe your half-brother might be open to doing another DNA test at some point in the future. It's worth asking. You probably don't have much to lose at this point. It's also possible that he doesn't want to give you that DNA test because he's your actual brother, and your father was cheating with your mother when he had him. Then her ex-husband found out and left her, and was never in your so-called half-brother's life, because he was an unwilling cuck that had been cheated on. It's also possible that your half-brother didn't even belong to either your father or Karen's ex-husband, that there is a third man involved, so there's more shame than she wants to hide. I don't know. And that your father was just a beta backup plan when her first husband left her. Who knows? That's the one thing about women in their pasts. 50 years ago, women were a lot more careful to cover up their sexual histories, because if they didn't, they might come back to haunt them. I think that if you can't get any of the information about Karen's first couple of kids, then you have to accept that you'll never know the full truth. I would blame your sister for bringing up these questions in the first place. If she had kept her mouth shut, then odds are ignorance would be bliss, and you wouldn't have any of these questions. I suspect she might have also said what she did, so you would actually do the work of researching the genealogical record. Also look at the potential angles the women in your life are using. Usually if they want something done, why would they waste their time and effort when all it takes is tugging on a man's nut strings or heart strings, and then some guy will do things for them and put in that effort? It's a form of lying as far as I'm concerned. They're lying about their intentions when they're telling you things. If your sister is so interested in the truth, then why didn't she seek it out on her own without telling you? Bob, maybe it's not a good idea for me to get the hamster in your head running even faster than it's already running. But women lie through omission, and they lie about their intentions by pretending to be on your side and only interested in learning the truth. What they don't tell you is they want you to discover the truth while they sit back and do as little as possible except potentially stir up drama. Plus, if anything goes wrong, they can pin the blame on you. I hope I'm wrong in your case, but maybe I'm not. Who knows? At least you confirm that your mother didn't have kids out of wedlock. But you didn't confirm if she cucked her first husband or not. I wish you luck uncovering the rest. I'm so pissed off at the games that our families play to hide the past. Oftentimes because of potential consequences that they haven't even thought through yet, but are just paranoid that somehow something bad is going to happen, even if they don't share the past. One of the things that pisses me off about family is that they don't share stories about interesting people from generations past. For example, I had one great-grandfather who was one of the first people to have a phone in Serbia, as well as an agricultural factory and large fortune that the communists took away. Another great-grandfather that was a painter, I still have some of his paintings, and a world traveler, because he used to work on cargo ships in the first half of the 20th century. The other two grandfathers died during the First World War, and I have no pictures or records of them. So much family history is lost because people don't value it anymore. I was lucky enough to have mine shared with me. I don't know if you have any children or relatives that might actually be interested in the stuff you've uncovered and find it as valuable, even if it's not complete. What I find are great conversation pieces, including those medals that your father had, are interesting artifacts left behind to show proof that someone was even alive. Hopefully save some of those for yourself. But now I'm just heading off on a crazy tangent. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Bob's mom smashed some guy before his dad, and he didn't even know about it. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the manipulative and secret mothers and sisters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.